Sectarian clashes, suicide bomb blasts, attacks and kidnappings. These are the events that have come to be associated on an almost daily basis with the ongoing conflict in Iraq. A conflict that has prompted more than 4 million Iraqis to flee their homes over the past 5 years to escape the violence and insecurity. Many Iraqi Christians have been specifically targeted in these ongoing sectarian attacks. And the country's small but ancient Christian community is now less than half what it was at the time of the start of the war in 2003. The Doha area of the capital Baghdad was once mostly populated by Christians, but attacks, kidnappings and threats by Islamic extremists have forced most of the Christian residents living there to leave. But what is daily life like for those Iraqis who are still living in Baghdad? What's their mood like? And what are their feelings about their country's future? To find out more, I spoke to Archbishop Francis Chulikat, the Apostolic Nuncio to Iraq, who painted a portrait of life in this war-torn nation.
The Iraqis have not given up their hope yet. They were promised a better future, which they have not seen it yet. The Iraqis, because of their thousands of years of culture and civilization, and Iraqi Christians in particular, out of their experience they have lived as Christians for 2,000 years, they always give me the impression that they are getting more and more strengthened as years go by in their hope that one day for them as well there will be a future and they will be able to rebuild their country and their families could enjoy finally peace in this land of two great rivers, as we call them, the Euphrates and Tigris. And the people are still hoping for that day when they can really walk in safety and security in their streets, especially in Baghdad, where people don't seem secure even today. Even after 5 years of the military interventions, people are afraid to go out of their homes, especially when it is dark. People simply stay inside their homes.
Are people more frightened and more afraid now, particularly in the wake of the killing of the Chaldean Archbishop Raho in Mosul?
I participated in the funeral mass in Mosul. What I saw on the face of the faithful, the priests and the religious, who knew so closely Archbishop Paulus Faraj Raho, was a deep sorrow and a sense of helplessness. They gave me the impression that they lost a shepherd whom they loved so much, for whom they themselves were ready to give their own life. But instead, it happened that it was he who offered his life for them. So they were even more overcome by this sense of helplessness, and they were crying most of the time during the Mass. And I got the impression that it was so difficult to console them, except through the faith and the hope.
Many members, however, of the Iraqi Christian community have left because of the violence and insecurity. Is there a feeling that this exodus will continue?
I am afraid so, unfortunately, I have to tell you. I am afraid so. When we see such tragic events, you know, people start having a second thought. They would think that if this is the case, and if this is the future that awaits us, what is the point of holding back? But I'm sure that our presence here, me as Apostolic Nuncio and the Patriarch and all the bishops, the priests and the religious, is an assurance to them that we are never going to abandon them and they will never feel abandoned in this country as long as we are here. And we will try to give the maximum assurance we can from our side to make them understand that in spite of the difficulties that we experience on a daily basis, we have to hold on and we have to give testimony to the faith that we live, a faith that we are ready to follow and embrace until the last moment of our life, as Monsignor Faraj Raho did, that he did not abandon his faithful, but he lived with them, he accompanied them, he protected them, he spoke on their behalf until he gave his own life for their safety and security and for their good. I think this is the example, the powerful example that we are all trying to give to the people in Iraq, especially the Christian community in Iraq.
When you talk to Iraqi people, is there a sense of disappointment because nobody could have really predicted that things turned out as they did, that the country would have split along sectarian lines, that it would still be racked by this violence and insecurity?
Well, in hindsight, we could make all these observations. But unfortunately, these kind of predictions were, if I understand or if I recall correctly, these predictions were already made, at least partially, before the military intervention. Iraq is a country, a multi-ethnic country, where the ethnicity speaks oftentimes very loud, and they want to keep up that ethnic identity, and they don't want to sacrifice it. Reconciling the ethnic communities, which are based on oftentimes our religious beliefs, is an important task the new Iraqi government has, and they are trying to do their best they can. It's not going to be easy, but they hope that within a year or two, they will be able to bring in all these various ethnic groups together so that they can find a common ground to start rebuilding Iraq. After 5 years, we are still in the phase of rebuilding the country and reconciling the country that is still aspiring for lasting peace, especially at this time of their history where they seem a little bit abandoned by the international community. According to me, the international community has to take a much more powerful role, especially the United Nations in Iraq.
Would you also like to see on the part of the international community a greater willingness to welcome Iraqis who have fled their homeland and to take them into their own countries on the part of these Western countries? In a sense, they should be morally bound, in some cases, some people are saying, to do such a thing.
Iraqis deserve all the help the international community can give them because they are in a very difficult situation at this moment in time. Many of the families have lost one or more members. Many families, they have no means to survive. Others feel persecuted for various reasons. Others feel unwanted in their own country. Most of them feel unsafe. And these are the reasons why many Iraqis opt to leave their homeland. And while they are in other countries enjoying the possible hospitality they might receive from the host governments, oftentimes they are being discriminated.
Turning to a look at daily life in Iraq at the moment, I mean, how much is it a problem, for instance, the lack of electricity? Is the water supply regular or are there also cut-offs in this? And, you know, when it comes to foodstuffs, is all that plentiful these days?
The situation remains the same. We have electricity, for example, here in Baghdad, maximum a couple of hours. Water supply is most of the time in shortage. The telephone system, today we are happy that it is working, but for days sometimes we won't have any telephone connection. So the daily life for the Iraqis pretty much remains the same. And they are hopeful that sooner or later their life will get better and they would be able to enjoy a normal life in Iraq. But having said that, I should also point out the northern part of Iraq, especially in the Kurdistan area, they have a better supply of electricity and other regular services. They are in a better situation than in the rest of the country. But for us who are living in Baghdad, the ordinary life has remained pretty much the same, namely the daily difficulties with the services that we take it for granted in other parts of the world is very much missing.
And people are not frightened to attend mass in Baghdad. I mean, is the security situation sufficiently stable to allow them to do that without fearing for their lives?
Getting out of homes in Baghdad is always a risk. We get out of our homes without having any assurance that we'll come back safe. This is a general situation here. Christians are the ones who don't have much protection at the national level or at the local level.
That was the Apostolic Nuncio to Iraq, Archbishop Francis Chulicat.